Time Check Radio is pleased to present In the Fullness of Time with Minnie Moore. If you're blessed by this message, please visit www.acrosticmedia.com to see other resources that you can enjoy.
Here we are once again, my friends, in the fullness of time. And this week we are asking the question, will you be a martyr for freedom? And as always, we will turn to God's holy word, which declares, if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. 1 Peter 3:14. This past week, the evil beheading of journalist James Jim Foley by ISIS has gone viral. His heartbroken father, John, said this of him, he was a martyr for freedom, while his mother, Diane, said that she was proud of her son, who had a big heart. We just pray, she said, that Jim's death can bring our country together in a stronger way. He was a courageous, fearless journalist, a very compassionate American. Also gone viral, night after night from Ferguson, Missouri, are the protest scenes for freedom from police brutality, after another black teen, Michael Brown, was killed by 6 shots from a police officer's gun, execution style. And the fight for freedom continues as others are jailed and even killed as they stand against injustice. And so this week, my friends, will you be a martyr for freedom? Will you willingly suffer persecution for your beliefs? Will you be bold to stand for the truth? Without a doubt, the greatest freedom fighter of all time was the Lord Jesus Christ himself, who overcame death, hell, and the grave at Calvary's cruel cross, and set us all who believe in him free from eternal death and damnation. Will you be a martyr for freedom? Will you follow him? As in the natural, so in the spirit. By following the lead of the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth, every believer in Christ is called to take up our cross, to deny ourselves and to follow him, to stand for the freedom that is in Christ, to stand for the truth that sets men free. As John 8:32-36 declares, then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Therefore, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And so it is that we are commanded to follow our heavenly leader, the Lord Jesus Christ, to present ourselves as living sacrifices, to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, to be very courageous, to be bold for the kingdom, to stand for the truth, to stand for righteousness' sake, to stand against the evil wiles of our enemy, Satan. Again, my friends, as I pose this question one more time to you, I urge you to stop and think and even pray before answering honestly and sincerely. Will you be a martyr for freedom? Are you willing to give your life so that others can be set free? Will you leave mother, father, sister, brother for the sake of the kingdom, as James Foley did, leaving his family and friends so that he could bring the inside story, the real story, to the outside world of the suffering that the Syrian people were enduring as the evils of war ravaged their country? We do not know if Jim Foley was a Christian, but what we do know is that he was willing to leave all and go after the truth of the story, to be the best journalist he could, knowing the dangers that were ahead. He went courageously and died for what he was passionate about. And so it is that all Christians who are in love with Christ, passionately in love with him, should be willing to die for truth's sake, to be soldiers for Christ, to be strong and of a good courage, to not be afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. As Matthew 5:10-12 declares, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Now pause and think about that. And so, my friends, may the Lord bless and keep you all strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, so that in the fullness of time you will go forth as a spirit-led freedom fighter, willing to stand for the freedom that is in Christ, to stand for the truth that has set you free from death, hell, and the grave. And so, until next time, in the fullness of time, bye for now.
You have just heard a message with Minnie Moore in the fullness of time. If you were blessed by this message, please visit www.acrosticmedia.com to see other resources that you can enjoy.